This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A political pundit, I don't know who he was, former, you know, something in D.C. The reason why I say it like that is I don't give those guys any much credit. I served in so-and-so's administration. Big deal. Sorry you don't get a rise out of me. I go to D.C., I see these politicians, whatever, and you can see that from the look in their eyes, like they want you to know who they are. I don't know you and don't really care. You should be more excited about meeting your constituents. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump and this economy is roaring. This political pundit that I'm talking about, this former whatever, and I don't know what side of the aisle he's on because I don't really have a side of the aisle. I go right down the middle with respect to the truth. I want the truth. I will side with the truth. I don't care what side it relies on, it lies on. I want the truth. Anyway, this guy says Donald Trump has built the best economy, the most robust and biggest economy in history. I want you to think about that. Biggest economy in history. Best economy. And this was not, look, I know you're out there, okay, there's some Trump support. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was an ordinary dude that just says, look, you got to recognize what's going on here. The Democrats don't. The Democrats pretend that them throwing all this impeachment fodder is going to make people go, oh my gosh, we got to get done. Let me tell you, if you want to get rid of a president who has performed like this, you'd be crazy. I'll put it a different way for you guys that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show to understand. If Barack Obama performed at the level that Donald Trump is performing now, I would be an Obama fan. I would be telling Democrats, dude, look, I got to hand it to y'all. I did not see in this dude what he's been able to. If you put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, you better know he can do this, I would have been like, shoot me, because I wouldn't have believed it. There are many people out there that say this about Trump. They may not. Look, I'm telling you, here's what I can tell you about Barack Obama. I'm only speaking from personal experience, but I know I speak for many of you. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I predicted what I thought would happen with Barack Obama. I said he'd be a failure. He doesn't know economics. He doesn't know. The dude has probably never read a balance sheet or income statement in his life. He was a conniving scam artist, is what he was. You could see it a mile away. I don't know how you white folks grow up, but in the black community, we know the dudes who with the silk suits and the crocodile smiles. And that's what Barack Obama was. That's what he represented. And that's, I called him out because he was a radical who did not love this country and does not love this country. I don't care how much he goes out and declares that he does. He doesn't. He doesn't love the military. He doesn't love the producers. It's always looking at this country from the standpoint of somebody's getting screwed over. Well, no. Let me tell you, millions of people are getting over in this country, and maybe a few people are getting screwed over, but if you're getting screwed over, you're getting screwed over by Democrats. And so we predicted, you and I predicted that Barack Obama would be a failure. And you know what the left hates? We were right. And then we predicted that Donald Trump would be successful, that he would be a good president. I don't think we expected him to be as great as he's been, but we expected him to be good. And you know what the left hates? We were right. But I'll tell you this. Barack Obama, if he had surprised me as much as, because it's in your DNA to not like to be wrong, as much as I would have hated being wrong, the overall benefit of what would be happening to the nation, I would say, guys, I got to hand it to you. My brother called me right after Trump was elected, about 3 months in, maybe February of 2017. Kev. I said, yeah, man, he goes, dude, I made a mistake because he didn't vote for Trump. first election, he says he couldn't vote for Trump, for the Republican, couldn't vote for Trump. Called me 3 months into Trump's president, a month into his presidency, and said, dude, I was wrong. Now, many Republicans have done this. I was wrong. I was for so-and-so. I was for Rubio. I was for Cruz. I was for Fiorina, whatever. I was wrong. And that's why you got a 95% approval on the Republican side for Trump. Trust me. Many people on the left. Do I need to tell you this story? Sitting in the lobby in New York City. Lady struck up a conversation. I don't remember what it was about, you know, specifically. And the more she talked, she's like, what do you do? I go, I write political humor. Oh, really? You know? And so the more we talk, I'm going, this lady seems like she's not your typical New Yorker. And so she goes, is it okay if I come sit over by, you know, like across me at the table? I was like, sure. She came over. She goes, look, I support Donald Trump. And I was like, what? She says, yeah. She goes, and I said, you're a unicorn in New York. She goes, no, I'm not. She goes, no, I'm not. She said, I am not a unicorn. She says, many of my friends support Trump. They don't say it publicly. She goes, we don't go around in Trump shirts and Trump gear. Because she goes, but, and she was hemming and hawing. And I said, well, probably because of your safety. She goes, well, partially, but I just don't. She goes, I don't want to deal with the ramifications of it. And she was obviously a wealthy lady. Wealthy, I mean, she told me she was 51. And she says, took her kids to something. She's part Israeli and part Iranian, part Jewish and Jewish Iranian. And she's obviously had money because I'm telling you, I'm not going to say where I was because I don't want, you know, any hassle on it, but very nice place. And inside of this hotel, people lived and she lived there. And it was a nice place in Manhattan. I mean, that place, the place had to cost millions. And she, you know, you could just tell she's a wealthy lady. And she says, Kevin, I'm telling you, many people are for Trump. And I went, I know that. I go, you don't fit the demographic. Relatively young, you know, female in New York, Manhattan. I mean, I could name all the things. She goes, nope. She goes, you'd be shocked at how many of the demographic like Trump. I just want to give you, see, what I like to do is I could get into the bowels of cities and talk to folks and find out what they're about. And that's what you find out. And that's why I say D.C. is detached. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the trade talks with China. Maybe we'll come back in with that because the stock market's through the roof. The economy's booming and people are feeling it. But the Democrats want you to believe that impeachment's the way to. I know for a fact people do not want to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I do want to talk about impeachment, the farce that is impeachment, but I want to continue a little bit on these candidate woes that the Democrats are experiencing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, as I mentioned, the Democrats are so enthralled with their candidates that they continue to give us possibilities of more. And the names that are coming up are things like, yeah, things like Hillary Clinton, Michael Bloomberg, and of all people, Eric Holder. Now, I've told you that Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton is cover. It's to make you think that they're so confident in who they are that they could potentially run for president again, and one of them could win. Holy cow, Kevin. You couldn't possibly think that Donald Trump could beat any of them. What has he done? And then we get this, well, Bloomberg, our billionaire is bigger than your billionaire. He's not even their billionaire. He was an independent. But don't let that dissuade Democrats from trying to make you believe he's a stone-cold Democrat. After all, they have a socialist running as a Democrat. We're going to get to him in just a minute. So here's what people are saying about Bloomberg coming in from the Biden camp. They said, and this is a report from the Washington Examiner. The prospect of Michael Bloomberg jumping into the 2020 Democratic fray is alarming supporters of Joe Biden, who see the former vice president's decade-long Oval Office quest getting upended by billionaire businessmen's open wallet, I pray to God every night that this won't hurt Biden, said Peggy Bell, 85, at a campaign event for the 36-year Delaware senator. I don't think he's weak. It depends on where the polls are from. I followed him for years. Look at what he did with Barack. Bloomberg has nothing in comparison to that. 85-year-old. By the way, she was the youngest one they polled in the audience. Biden, he can attract look, I got a lot of old people listening to my radio show. And I'm not one to brag that I'm out there attracting all the Gen Zers and millennials. But I can get a younger audience than Joe Biden. 36 years he spent in the Senate. 40-something years in, quote, public service. And then another 20 trying to get into public service. Bloomberg's got nothing in comparison, this lady says. Bloomberg's looming presidential candidacy is effectively a vote of no confidence in Biden's chances. Folks, I remind you, Joe Biden was supposed to be the person who Donald Trump was 11 or 12 or 15 points behind in a head-to-head matchup. And now they got Bloomberg is considering. I don't know whether he is or he isn't, but the media wants you to believe it. They want you to believe it's a possibility. They said his campaign is all but conceded. It may not see a win until South Carolina, the fourth state to vote in the Democratic primary season. And the reason they won't see a win there is because that's the only state where Buttigieg isn't surging and where the vote isn't so split Biden's numbers are falling so fast that he doesn't end up being fourth or fifth. He's not even second. You understand what I'm telling you? It's ugly out there for Biden. They said, this strategy has been criticized as untenable by a number of Democratic strategists, particularly as his campaign runs short on cash. So now Bloomberg can get in the race, and I told you guys this earlier. He spent $174,000 per person to become the mayor of New York. It was over $1 billion. They said in order to spend what he needs to become president, if he spent the same amount of money, it would be $12 billion of his own money. And because Bloomberg entered the mayor's office worth about $5 billion and left it worth roughly $41 billion, he's certainly determined he could give some of it back and not miss it. But let's look at some of the other candidates. AOC, this article titled, Brings Star Power to Iowa for Sanders. Gabriela Barajas' friends drag her to the rally with Bernie Sanders and AOC. The 19-year-old had never gone to a campaign event before. She had no idea who she'd support in the Democratic primary. So she's a Democrat, but doesn't know who she supports. They say, but by the time she left, she was with Sanders. I'm speechless right now, she said as her friends bolted toward her, with a freshly snapped selfie with Ocasio-Cortez in hand. Seeing how passionate he is, how passionate she is, it just amazes me. She's inspirational to all Latinas, to all women, to all stupid women. Okay. They said her star power was put to the test in Middle America this weekend, and she and Sanders drew thousands of exciting fans to three stops across Iowa. Audience members donned purple shirts emblazoned with the Bronx congresswoman's name and shouted, I love you! The rock... I sense the level of desperation Bernie Sanders has to have to say, I need to bring in a former bartender turned congresswoman in order to energize my campaign. Says the raucous couch demonstrated that AOC can boost excitement and win media attention for Sanders. Sanders' campaign in the early voting states, even as she comes with the downside of turning off some moderate voters. See, here's what's interesting about the Democrats. There is always a downside. You can't mention any of them without going, well, they got a positive here, but And it's a big but. Donald Trump's, quote, downside. Let me tell you what Donald Trump's downside is. He speaks openly and with unscripted. That's a downside, right? Then he tweets stuff that gets a lot of media attention. That's a downside, right? See, let me explain in case you've missed it. The downside of Trump got him elected. The downside of these guys can't get them elected. Says, all three stops this weekend were larger than Sanders had previously held in Iowa this year, bringing between 2,000 to 2,400 each, according to the campaign. So I want you to understand, they bring in, finger quotes, star power, AOC. They get, let's just round it up, 2,500 at each stop. Three stops in Iowa, 7,500 people. Anybody want to take a guess how many events Donald Trump has to do to get 7,500 people in Iowa? Anybody want to take a guess? I'm just curious. If you think it's what, three? Donald Trump can get 2,500 people if he went to the bathroom in Iowa. Donald Trump can get 20,000 people in Iowa in one location, and he doesn't even need any time. He needs no time. Give him 24 hours notice. He'll have 20,000 people coming from all over that state in order to see Donald Trump. What are they going to come to see with a Bernie? What do they got with Bernie? Nothing. They're coming to see the same old tired dude who is now a millionaire, who's only focused on the billionaires now. See, I don't need, I can explain this stuff to you, but you already know it because you possess common sense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments to decide if the Trump administration's termination of the DACA program was unlawful. As far as why this can't be worked out on Capitol Hill between lawmakers instead of an executive order by former President Barack Obama, Caitlin Owens is a reporter with Axios, and she says,
there's no policy that can get the support of both sides because obviously in a deal there's give and take, and neither side are in a position to give anything at this point.
Speaking in New York City, President Trump claims his economic policies have launched an unprecedented economic boom in the United States.
We have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
The president speaking there to the Economic Club of New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ooh, scathing words from Amy Klobuchar, another woman in the Democratic race for the presidency. And I think there are one, two, three, four, at least four women who are vying to be president. The only one that's wait, let me think. That's not true. There's one, two, three, four. Is there a fifth? Anyway, I know there's four, and they're vying for the presidency, and the only one that's getting any real traction, if you want to call it that, is Elizabeth Warren, and she's pretty much DOA. I'm just thinking about all these candidates they had women, they had LGBT, they had black, three black candidates, three, and I don't know what Tulsi Gabbard is, but she's a minority candidate. Then they had Yang, so if you count the three blacks, the Tulsi Gabbard, whatever she is, and Yang, you had five minority candidates. Three black, four women, one gay, and who do they go for?
We want the rich white guy, Bloomberg. We want the rich white woman, Hillary, again. They can't even,
I mean, when the Democrats get an opportunity to show you their tolerance, their, you know, not judging people by judging people by the content of their skin, of their character, not the color of their skin, yada, 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 they pass it up. And they take old, rich, white people. Bernie Sanders now fits that category. They got Joe Biden, who, he may not, Joe tries to be poor, you know, through osmosis. He's rich through, by proxy, but he wants to be considered poor. So he enriched his son. That's how Joe does it.
I've made a lot of money in my life,
but I've arranged for other people in my family to make a lot of money. Same thing Bernie did. Same thing. Anyway, Klobuchar, Senator Amy Klobuchar out of Minnesota, they wrote, didn't spare any punches when going after fellow 2020 presidential primary candidate Pete Buttigieg, saying that a woman with the South Bend, Indiana mayor's experience would not be on the debate stage. She pulled the gender card. Klobuchar, who has been polling in the middle of the still crowded field of Democrats, argued during an appearance on CNN's State of the Union that while every candidate in her party has been more qualified to lead the country than President Trump, she doubted a woman with the same resume of Buttigieg would be given a chance of running for the president rather. Huh. So they're all better than Trump, who, by the way, made baby black Jesus, Barack Obama, look like a piker, but they all could have been better. Now, they're still fawning over Obama, but it's a 100% certainty that Trump is heads and shoulders, exponentially squared, better president than Barack Obama. But they could all be better. All the candidates could be better. And I guess that's why Amy is polling so low. And so she takes a stab at the rising star, Buttigieg, who isn't going to make it. You heard, if you were listening to the program earlier, I explained why Buttigieg wasn't going to make it. Because he's got a problem with black folks. See, black folks don't like that whole gay thing. Oh, I know. More black people are becoming gay. I was talking to a friend of mine, Chris, about this. And he was like, you know, Kevin, what do you think? I said, I know exactly why. I said, black people, when we were whole families, We watched our kids. We made sure our kids were our prized possession. We made sure nothing happened to them. We made sure people knew that of anything, we might not protect ourselves, but we would protect our children. We were whole families. We were wholesome whole families who believed in God, who believed that that despite the ills of this country, we were going to get through it. And with God's help, we would get educated and we would get out of. My grandfather used to say all the time, the bottom rung will become the top. That's in the Bible, you know. I never could find it, but he would say it. The bottom rung, meaning black folks, would become the top. I hope that the top wasn't just with Barack Obama. But here's my point. We watched our kids. We watched our creepy uncles. We watched, you know, big brothers that had, you know, tendencies. We watched our people. We made sure that our youngsters grew up wholesome. That's why if you find a black person over 50 who by the time before they were 20 years old knew 5 gay people, that's a unicorn. That's an anomaly. It's easier to find a black Republican in New York. Okay? We watched each other. So the idea, you know, if you were born gay, that was one thing. If somebody thought they were going to make you gay, black folks were like, mm-mm, you ain't getting anywhere near my boy. You ain't getting in my girl. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So we watched our families. And so we grew up not trusting that side of things. And then don't misunderstand me. The heterosexuals, you have to watch them too. You have to watch that creepy uncle that would want to molest the little girl, right? His niece or something like that. You had to watch that too. And we were, I'm not telling you that we were insulated and or isolated or immune from incest or the buggering of young boys by older boys or whatever. But it was a much more family knit thing and we watched it closely. And as I said before, you can bet there was many a hole dug for the black sheep of a black family if you were caught doing something to kids. So we kept the lid on all this stuff. But now that the family's been destroyed, it's a free-for-all out there. There's nothing. Black people put on the biggest freak show you've ever seen. Walk down any. I cannot tell you. I was in New York recently. I'm looking at this freak show of black people, transsexuals. Look, the concentration of freakazoids that I saw in New York City is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. On the subway, just mind-blowing. But we don't watch that anymore. The left has taught us, oh, disregard, don't care. We've got all these different sexualities that in different terms. Oh, there's 31 different genders. Yeah, let me tell you why. Because leftists have jacked people up to such a degree, they buy into that nonsense. Well, yeah, I was technically born this way, but then again, I was molested. So I'm from gender 13 or gender 17 or gender 27 or 22 or one. Who knows? No, you're not. You just got jacked up sexually and had nobody to talk to you about it. And so you're dealing with the issues. You're dealing with the aftermath. These kids right now, I don't know if you know this, in college, in K through 12, the kids are in there crying, we need counselors, we need psychiatrists, we need psychologists. You want to know why? Because they are infused with leftism. Infused. So they need psychologists and psychiatrists because, just a bunch of crybabies. Now, I'm not saying don't get them help, but that help should begin at home. It should begin with people who love and care about them to explain things. It's not going there. Anyway, so Klobuchar, it says, she says that she has painted herself as a moderate lawmaker who can appeal to rural voters if the Democrats lost to Trump. She says, I'm the one from the Midwest that's actually won in a statewide race over and over. Those are the kind of voters I've won, and that's not true of Mayor Pete. But I told you, Pete's got problems. Pete has succumbed, and he's not the only one that thinks this clip we're about to play, but he has succumbed to the left, and he doesn't know how to get, he's not going to right the ship. I don't think he will anyway, but here's what he had to say about white folks. Y'all let me know what you think about this.
White Americans coming to terms with what whiteness is. The tough lesson that I've learned is that not everybody's ready for this conversation. That, in particular, this conversation has to happen among white Americans coming to terms with what whiteness is. And The thing about being white is you're not reminded of your race all the time. And when I, for example, spoke to our police officers in the wake of that shooting and talked about systemic racism, just the mention of the word systemic racism made them feel like their character was under attack. When actually part of what I was telling them is that this problem doesn't get solved without them working to solve it too.
Boy, oh boy. Look, I'm going to tell you something. If I'm a white person in America, I'd be losing my mind. Come to terms with what whiteness is? I can tell you exactly what it is. It's how you were born. You have no choice in the matter. Doesn't make you good, doesn't make you bad. Makes you human. You're going to have some good days and bad days as a human, and hopefully most of them are good. But there are no promises. But here's what you're not. You're not evil. You have no reason to feel guilty. In fact, you're oppressed. But he goes on to say, it was a tough lesson that I learned. How so? What did you learn about yourself, Pete? What did you learn? That you've been walking around hating on black folks, you wishing for the plantations to come back or slavery? What did you learn? The dude has learned nothing. There's nothing to learn. But he says, you need to learn, you white folks need to learn, what whiteness is. And then he goes on to tell you what he's learned. And here's what he's learned. You're not reminded of your race all the time. Really? I'd love to hear from you guys. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Please explain to me how white people are not reminded of their race all the time. You're called devils. There are white privilege conferences. There are entire classes in college dedicated to making you and your children feel like you've done something wrong. What do you mean you're not reminded of it all the time? White folks are reminded of their whiteness so much, I would rebel. You wouldn't be able to talk to me about
white. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
What's interesting, remember what Adam would say at the beginning, like the administration was going to hold this whistleblower back, that all this quid pro quo was in there. Then once the call came out and we saw the transcript where the president has done nothing wrong, nothing to be impeached, but now they won't bring the whistleblower forward, what does Adam Schiff have to hide? Once again, he's taken America through a nightmare because of his lies.
Adam Schiff will go down in history as one of the American history's greatest scumbags. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I would say this. I don't care whether Adam Schiff was Denzel Washington. I don't care whether he's a Republican, independent, or in his case, we know he's a Democrat. He is a shady, shifty liar and a scumbag of the highest order. They took us through 2+ years of the Mueller stuff. It died. Schiff promised he had enough information to indict President Trump. Nothing came of it. So now he's seized on this, you know, golden turd, and it's only going to backfire. But you know what it does? It stretches things out. It's only our money, right? It's only taxpayer money. It's only a bunch of meaningless public hearings that are going nowhere, because we all know Schiff isn't going to do. Schiff is the things that he's doing right now should have him arrested. Honestly, he should be in prison. 844-551-8255. I want to see all, you know, and I'm not going to go through the names again, but you know who they are. I want to see all of them get justice. All of them. I want to see all of them have to stand before you, the American people, and explain themselves. I know many of you want the same thing, because you, the more you analyze this stuff and you think about everything that they've done, the, I don't know how you feel, but the more angry I get. I think to myself, when are you guys just going to say, you know what, Trump's president, he's doing a wonderful job, we didn't anticipate it, we don't like it, in fact, we hate it. This is what I would have told you if Barack Obama were Donald Trump. I'd say, I got to tell you something. The dude is at rock star status. And you know I hate it. But let me tell you why. I hate being that wrong. I hate being that wrong. I hate that I don't have the logic and reasoning that I couldn't get it right, that I couldn't see the things that other people saw. I hate that I have the mind of a monkey. An untrained chimpanzee. I've got a little sliver of grass that I'm sticking down an ant hole, picking them out and eating them. And I'm evolved, right? Because let me tell you, only a brain dead moron would have voted for Barack Obama in 2012. I'll forgive you for 2008. I will. Some of you did. It's okay. You've written to me, Kevin, I voted for Barack Obama in 2008, but I dang sure didn't vote for him in 2012. And I'll always write you back. And I go, congratulations for waking up. Good for you. I hate it. The only choice we had was Mitt Romney. I understand why a lot of people stayed home, because Mitt Romney stunk on ice. I'm glad there are people who were smart enough not to fall for his act. Sadly, I will tell you, I'm not one of them. I fell for his act. I wanted Mitt Romney. Now, I wanted him over Barack Obama, but that's beside the point. It would have been the wrong thing. And God is in infinite wisdom said, nope, not giving you Romney, but give you another 4 years of Obama. And we thought he was going to flip the Supreme Court and a host of other things that were due to happen, and it didn't happen. He got two radicals on there, but he didn't get as many as he could have because of us. So, yeah, I'll admit it. I'll admit, if I would have admitted that I was wrong, and I would have said, you know, I hate that I'm so wrong, because it really is a slap in the face to my judgment. It's a slap in the face to what I believed was the best course of action for this country, and I wasn't being partisan about it. I thought Romney was the guy. But God didn't let it happen. Anyway, so we end up losing the House in the midterms. Everybody predicted that we would. I didn't think we would. I still believe there was a lot of cheating that went on. But you know what? We've adjusted. We're watching what's happening right now with the Mueller investigation. We're watching what's happening with Ukraine and this impeachment hearing. And we're saying to ourselves, wow, many of us are anyway, we could have prevented this by winning. We had the right candidate. He had all the things that he needed to win. So why didn't he? Is it another case like in Kentucky where all the state, most of the statewide races got as many votes as for the governor? Is that legit? Do you believe that? I don't know that I do. So we're questioning that. But there are lots of other things to question about how these races are being won. Charlie Kirk tweets out all the time these statistics of 104, 116% voter rolls, voter registration rolls, where people are still, you know, you're upside down. You have more people who can vote than there are people. And we're talking about you're lucky if you get 70% of your electorate to vote. So forget that we got 120% of people who voted. You know, I mean, well above the voter roll numbers. Something's going on. There's some shenanigans. And we should be looking into this. I was talking to a strategist today, and he was telling me, Kevin, love what you're doing with criminal justice reform. Here's some things that we want to add. You know, so we looked at, you know, some things that we could potentially add to bolster that message. But at the end of the day, he says, dude, you're all over it. Good for you. So we're getting ready to test another location and start moving that vote over there. We're setting up a super PAC for that, just for those of you who are wondering. Anyway, let's go back to Schiff and these Republicans. So the Republicans have pretty much allowed the Democrats to do what they want. I know it worries a lot of people because you're going, if they don't pull the trigger, if they don't hurt them now, when are we going to hurt them? I get where you're coming from. But they say House Republicans plan to call Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff as one of their first witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. Yeah. They said, claiming he is a fact witness due to his office's early involvement with the whistleblower whose complaint sparked the proceedings. Now, the more we learn about the whistleblower, the worse it gets for the Democrats. This story has no ending for the Democrats. It goes well. It's like the movie War Games, where they had to play the machine had to play tic-tac-toe against itself so it would get caught up in its CPU in order to save the world. Well, that's what the Democrats are doing. They are playing tic-tac-toe amongst themselves. It's a no-win situation because you have a counter to every possible game so that you'll never lose. And the Democrats are in that, they call it an infinite loop in programming. So they're just looping. But it doesn't matter. What's called a subroutine, when that subroutine ends and it drops out of that infinite loop, it's going to dip them into dung. It's going to dip them into a sewer. They said they know this isn't going to succeed, this impeachment thing. It's symbolism. More Democrats, even their own media, say this is the wrong move. Don't expect them to change. They said this in this article. Schiff maintains that he has not personally spoken with the anonymous whistleblower. However, it was revealed several weeks ago that the whistleblower at least had early contact with his office, essentially giving them a heads up about the complaint concerning Donald Trump's July phone call with the Ukraine president. So I saw a story that said the Winman, whatever the guy's name was, They said he was fired, and I heard that he wasn't fired. Trump's like, leave him there. I don't care. They said he was fired. It was fake news. Just giving you an update. Fake news. They said the other whistleblower has essentially, no, maybe it was Winman, who said, look, I thought what the president said was the wrong decision, but he's alluding to the idea that I wasn't sure, so I turned it in. I turned in the conversation as a whistleblower. Yeah, I would say as a guy that needs to mind his business, that's the way you turned it in. You should have been minding your business. President of the United States has the ability to work with foreign leaders, and quite frankly, if it was quid pro quo, listen, we need you to investigate Joe Biden and his son, because there's a rumor that all this is connected to the interference with elections. So if you can make that happen for us, I'll see what I can do to expedite the funding we're going to give you. I see no problem with that. The United States government saying, we're going to track down corruption, and we don't care if it goes up to the VP level. How's that sound? How's that feel? Well, to me, it feels good. So, you know, this is what we should be talking about. How are we going to fight back? What a great first shot over the bow. Let's bring in Schiff. They've already said, let's bring in Hunter Biden. No, we can't bring in Hunter Biden. Let's bring in Joe Biden. We can't bring in Joe Biden. I got to leave it there for today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.